You're listening to SBS News.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Joe Biden has become the 46th President of the United States. The 78-year-old is the oldest president in American history. Kamala Harris has been sworn in as the first female U.S. vice president, the highest-ranking woman to serve in government, and the first South Asian and black person to serve in that role.
I, Kamala Davy Harris, solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
They assume office at a challenging time, with the country facing a deep political divide and a health crisis. Mr. Biden says democracy has prevailed.
This is America's day. This is democracy's day. A day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge. Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. We've learned again that democracy is precious, democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed.
He says there is much repair work to do.
We'll press forward with speed and urgency, for we have much to do in this winter of peril, much to repair, much to restore, much to heal, much to build, and much to gain.
Wasting no time, in his first hours as president, Mr. Biden signed a stack of executive orders. They include the reversal of a travel ban on largely Muslim countries, mandating masks on federal property, no more funding for the US-Mexico wall, and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord. He pledged his full commitment to the role of president, while also making a passionate plea to end extremism.
On this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause. A rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism, that we must confront and we will defeat.
Mr. Biden condemned the spread of lies and misinformation, but didn't mention his predecessor by name.
Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war, and we must reject the culture in which facts themselves are manipulated and even manufactured. There is truth and there are lies. Lies told for power and for profit. And each of us has a duty and a responsibility to defend the truth and defeat the lies. We must end this uncivil war that pits red against blue. We can do this.
Lady Gaga performed a powerful rendition of the national anthem, Jennifer Lopez performed a medley of songs, and Amanda Gorman delivered a poem about unity. Former President Bill Clinton was impressed with the tone set by the new president.
Oh, I thought it was wonderful and perfect for the moment. I think just about everything that he and Kamala and the team have done since the election had been just pitch perfect.
Leaders from around the world offered well wishes as the transfer of power took place in Washington. Prime Minister Scott Morrison tweeted, "The Australia-US alliance has never been more important. I look forward to working closely with your new administration." UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he looks forward to working with Mr. Biden.
It's a step forward for the country that's been through a bumpy period. And for us and America, it's a big moment. We've got things we want to do together. We want to bounce back from COVID together, working together to unite the world in how you tackle a pandemic.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he hopes to expand peaceful relations.
President Biden, you and I have had a warm personal friendship going back many decades. I look forward to working with you to further strengthen the U.S.-Israel alliance, to continue expanding peace between Israel and the Arab world, and to confront common challenges.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen hailed the historic moment, but warned the world has changed after 4 years under Donald Trump.
This new dawn in America is the moment we've been waiting for so long. Europe is ready for a new start with our oldest and most trusted partner. Once again, after 4 long years, Europe has a friend in the White House.
Positive messages were also sent by Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan, Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, Pope Francis, Iran President Hassan Rouhani, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, among others. After the ceremony, Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris travelled to Arlington National Cemetery, laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. They were joined by former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. Shortly after, Mr. Biden and his family moved into the White House. Donald Trump left the White House before the inauguration ceremony began and is now in Florida, where he was welcomed by supporters. He is the first outgoing president since Andrew Johnson in 1869 not to attend the Inauguration Day ceremony. He did, however, write a letter and left it on the desk in the Oval Office for Mr. Biden to read. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.